Oh my gosh, that was so blonde.
OMG, she's so definitely blonde. A blonde
would say that. Hey, consider yourself warned. It's about to get real blonde up in here. Let's go. Hey, how y'all doing? Glad to see you guys came back for week two of the Blonde Hour. Last week, I was literally pooping my pants. Just starting a brand new chapter, talking to a wall, doing this by myself. I was like having to post about it. It just became real last week. But now it has like set in and I'm no longer feeling sick. I'm feeling excited. I'm just feeling so happy. And I'm just, yeah, I really have no words of what I'm feeling. But all I have to say is I love everyone that has chose to be here, that wants to support me, that wants to listen to my voice for however long I can talk to myself for every week. But yeah, I was blown away by all of the love that I received last week, and I'm still getting texts like, Molly, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, big kisses to everyone. Everyone gets a big fat kiss from me if you're listening. But yeah, I think that's all I really wanted to say. This is like another thing that's hard about doing a solo podcast is if I lose my train of thought, I have to be real quick at it or else you guys are going to think that it like cut out. Because that's something that I would do when I was with Lexi on the You Do You podcast, is if I was like blanking my train of thought, Lexi could just pop right in and start talking. But me, I just got to come up with whatever. So you guys know that I'm still here. So this will be definitely a learning curve because I lose my train of thought so freaking bad. But I wrote down some little notes that I wanted to talk about today. Let's just do some life updates. Me and KJ went and saw Den of Thieves. And if you guys haven't heard of that movie, I don't know where I have been, but this movie came out like 6 years ago. The first one. And it's about a bank robbery. It's kind of giving me the same vibes as Oceans, like the Oceans movies. And I love those movies. But I would say Den of Thieves is like Oceans mixed with John Wick. Lots of killing happens. Guns. Yeah. Maybe it's not as bad as John Wick, but it's a really good movie. The storyline is amazing. I really enjoyed it. I like those type of like action movies that aren't like, I hate scary movies, but I love action. The ones that I'm literally on the edge of my chair, like, oh my gosh, are they going to get out alive, you know? But anyways, they just came out with the second Den of Thieves. And it was also just as good. I loved it. It was based in like Europe. And so they all had like European accents. And it was just chef's kiss. I could listen to people with accents all freaking day. And then another movie that me and KJ saw recently was, oh my gosh, crap. I always forget what it's called. It's the one with Oh my gosh. This is so bad. What is it called? It's the one with Timothy Chalamet. It's his new one. And I can never think of it. Oh, it's called The Complete Unknown. And I had never, before seeing this movie, before looking up on Megaplex, like what movies were being shown. I hadn't seen a commercial of this. I hadn't heard anyone talk about it. I didn't see it on Instagram. I didn't see it on TikTok, like nothing. And so when I was looking on Megaplex, me and KJ tried to go see a movie once a week. And so that week when I was looking, I was like, oh, what's this about? And I clicked on it, whatever. I was like, okay, let's go see this. It is so good. So here I am advertising for The Complete Unknown. I'm obsessed with folk alternative music, and that's what it was giving. It's about Bob Dylan and his whole storyline. But speaking of Timothy Chalamet, he was on the list of things that I needed to get off my chest this week. Please, someone explain to me how him and Kylie Jenner are in a 2-year relationship. The whole entire time watching this movie, me and KJ were just sitting there like, and Kylie, is with him? I'm just quite confused. They are just completely different people, but whatever. Yeah, I'm just shocked. He is like so itty bitty, skinny, tiny, little in this movie. And so I don't know. And then I'm thinking about little Timmy and little Kylie having little children together, because everyone is saying that Kylie is ready for another baby. And I just don't see that. But we'll see what happens. It's the beginning of a new year. So many things could happen this year. Next on my radar and couples that need to be discussed, Zendaya and Tom Holland. Maybe it's because I was not a Spider-Man fan growing up, so I don't get the love that everyone has for Tom Holland. Because every time I talk about this couple, everyone disagrees with me. But guys, I don't see it at all. I'm like shocked, but they just got engaged and they're in love. I'm so happy for them. This is great news for lots of people. I'm just shocked out of my freaking mind that Timmy and Kylie and Zendaya and Tom are together. But whatever. I love, so I'm supporting it no matter what. I was trying to think of my dumb blonde moment this week, and of course I have said so many, but I didn't write them down. And so I was trying to go through my text or my pictures to try to think of it, and I could not think of anything. But KJ asked me right before the podcast, what was your dumb blonde moment this week? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I can't think of one. And he was like, oh, well, you probably said at least 10 this week. I was like, okay, that was rude. But I'm okay, so then why don't you remember? He's like, because I'm so used to it. So that's awesome. So the only thing that I could think about was that I posted about TikTok being down when it was already back up. And I posted about it being down, and then I went out and started scrolling on Reels, and it popped up immediately. And so I knew in probably 10 seconds that I was wrong. Everyone came for me. Everyone was like, Molly, it's back up. I'm like, oh, I look like a stupid idiot, but it's fine. Shall we talk about TikTok shutting down? I'm confused because they said it was going to shut down on Sunday, but then it shut down on Saturday at 7. And then it came back up at like 9 or 10 the next day. So it didn't even shut down on Sunday. It shut down on Saturday. So I'm like, you guys told us the wrong day. But I was eating it up of how many people were posting their little secrets because they thought this was their goodbye. And then not even 24 hours later, they're like, oh, haha, awkward. But I was living for it. I saw so much tea, but who knows? Who knows if it's all real, if it's all fake? You never know with TikTok. I'm glad to see that it's back. I was excited for a little detox just to have one app that I use daily not to use, because it's just another thing that I waste my time on. So I was excited to not have that distraction. And it's so easy to delete an app. But now I have learned that if you delete the TikTok app, you can't re-download it. So I won't be doing that. I love TikTok for so many reasons. One, it's so funny. Two, I learn so many things on TikTok. So many things. And I find so many recipes, so many workouts. And the video that I reposted on my story talking about TikTok shutting down before I knew that it was back up was the Giggly Squad. Is that their podcast? They were talking about, the Giggly Squad. They were talking about how they have saved so many recipes and so many workouts and that they've never gone back to them. And I'm here to say that I go back to those workouts and I go back to those recipes. There are so many recipes that I have cooked from TikTok. And I'm so thankful for those. And I've written them all down just in case TikTok does go away again. I've heard that we only have it back for 90 days because now that we have, we have a new president, everybody. But now that Trump is in office, we have a new president, then they're going to like revisit. I don't really know. Once it comes to like government stuff, I'm like completely checked out. That's definitely something that I need to maybe educate myself more about, but I'm gonna take the dumb blonde on that one and say that I have no idea anything. I don't get me started on government stuff because I will tell you the complete wrong things. But yeah. That's what I've been told. I've been told that we only have TikTok for sure for 90 days. So use it wisely. Save all of the videos that you want to save. But for now, we're living in peace. We're living back in peace. But anyways, back to my dumb blonde moment. Wow, how did I get off? Oh, no. Wow, that's so bad. I was like, how did I get off? No, I started talking about TikTok because of my dumb blonde moment. Oh my gosh. This is so bad, guys. This is not going well at all. And then I asked you guys on Instagram to let me know your guys' done blah moment. And I only got a few. Well, okay, I got two, but I will read them. Took my husband's car for a screw in the tire and told the tech, told the tech the wrong tire. Awesome. Love that. Hate that for you. But that would happen. Horrible decision for your husband to send you to the tire shop, discount tire, whatever it's called. If KJ were to ever ask me, hey, he has asked me before, and this is what happened. KJ asked me to take his car in for an oil change, and I made him call the place, explain to them everything, when I was going to be there. Like, he had it out. Like, he was like, she will be there at 4:35, whatever. And so all I had to do was drive it up, and they were like, are you Molly? I'm like, yep. They're like, okay. And they took my car, and I waited inside, and then they were like, okay, it's done. And that was amazing. So note to self is, next time that happens, have your husband call, because we are just girls, and girls don't do that. We don't do that type of stuff. That is that's not our job. The next one I got was that it says, I was microwave. Oh my gosh. Am I dumb? No, I am. Okay. I was making a Theraflu, which I've never heard of that. I'm guessing it's like emergency, but I could be wrong. Put my mug in the microwave to heat up the water. And when I opened the microwave, I never put water in the mug. And you know, I have to say that I have done that before with ramen. And that is a fire hazard. Cup of ramen. So I've been there. Mine might be worse because I almost have started a fire. But that's actually a common thing. If I'm in the kitchen, it's a common thing that there is some sort of bad burning smell, flames. It's something that I really need to work on. Like yesterday, I wanted to homemade scones, which, okay, I guess I've been lied to my whole life. I was trying to make Navajo tacos. Let me start there. If you guys have ever had Navajo tacos, do you call the little thing on the bottom a scone? Well, I'm looking up on Safari, like, scone recipes, and it's coming up with, like, those biscuit type of scones that you have for breakfast. And I'm like a little coffee scone. I'm like, no, that's not what I want. I want a scone. So I literally have to type in, like, Navajo taco scone. And it came up, and it's called Indian fry bread. So, Mom, you've lied to me my whole entire life. Just kidding. But I was trying to make Indian fry bread. And so I looked up the recipe. I was feeling great about it. Literally so easy. It's flour, baking powder, salt, water. And recently, I've been making my own tortillas, which is also basically the same thing, but then with butter. And so I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm pretty confident I can do this. I have made scones before, but the way that Indian fry bread, sorry. But the way that my mom used to do it was she would literally get Rhodes rolls, thaw them out, and then like roll them out into little discs and then fry them. So that's how I've done it before. So I'm like, okay, I can do that. KJ's upstairs working. And so I'm trying to do the oil by myself. And KJ like texts me. He's like, are you okay? He could smell. He could smell what was going on. And I'm letting the oil, you know, warm up. And if you guys have ever like tried to fry with oil, once that oil gets to a certain temperature, it's not stopping. It's going. It's skyrocketing. And it is, it's an explosion. And so KJ had taught me this little trick to see if your oil is ready is you put like a chopstick? Yeah, in there, or like a toothpick, whatever. And it should like start bubbling around it. And I did not have one. So I used my tongs. KJ doesn't even know this story. So when he hears this, he's going to have his hand on his forehead. I used my tongs that I had just washed with water. And I just decided to put those in there to see if they would start bubbling. Well, water and oil don't go together. Yeah. So a fireworks show started going off. So I decided to call it quits. I was going to take a break. I was going to sit on the couch, tell myself that even though I messed up, I can still try. And so I went back, found our thermometer. The oil was at 600 degrees. The oil needs to be at 350. I'm like, cool. So I take it off the stove and try to let it cool down, whatever. And so then it finally gets down to, well, I get distracted in this meantime. My dad calls me. I'm just chit-chatting. I'm trying to buy an Audible book, Onyx Storm, if you guys are reading that. I was trying to have him give me a credit, which he did. Love you, Dad. And anyways, so I was distracted. So when I got back up from, you know, my little break, the oil was at like 175, 150. I was like, okay, well, it didn't take that long to get up to 600, so it shouldn't take that long to get up to 350. So in the meantime, KJ gets off and the oil is at probably 250, and I'm like, okay, my bread should fry at this point. Should have taken a picture. Because it took probably 10 minutes to start seeing bubbles in the bread. And then I took it out. And KJ comes around the corner and he looks and touches it. And then just like looks away. And KJ's a great cook. So when I know he makes these faces, I know that I have messed up. And so he looks at it, looks away. You know, he's trying to be nice, not saying anything. And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, I was just seeing if it was raw. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, that just doesn't look right. I'm like, cool. He's like, what's your oil at? I'm like, like 250. He's like, oh, Molly, it should like be at 350. I'm like, I know, but I got impatient. And when he was already telling me this, I had already put two more in. And so then I let those stay in probably for 30 minutes, and because the oil took forever, because KJ was like, you need to put it on like a lower medium so it doesn't get too hot. So I was like, okay. So I was literally waiting. Those turned out, how would I describe that? Like a rock. A hard rock. A hard rock scone. It was horrible. And so now I had something that looked raw. And then I had something that was burnt. And so, you know, that's when I said, okay, I'm done. So KJ took over and he made the most beautiful scones. So maybe that was my dumb blonde moment of the day, of the week. But just when I'm in the kitchen, it just is not a good story. But I'm trying because when I have kids one day, I want to be able to be in the kitchen. I want to be one of those moms just cooking every meal for them, but I'm trying to start slow. And I felt very proud of myself that I even had the idea to homemade scones, because you know how easy it would have been for me to add Rhodes rolls to my grocery order? So easy. But I was like, no, I'm going to give myself a challenge. Also, I've been sick for probably 6 weeks, and this has got to go. I feel like this is just horrible. My throat hasn't stopped hurting for 6 weeks, so I should honestly probably go to the doctor's, but I'm going to continue to ride it out. Anyways, I was hoping, not hoping, I was definitely thinking that this podcast was going to be, you know, a half hour, because how long can I talk to a wall? I guess pretty long. Yet again, proving my dad wrong. He was worried that I wasn't going to be able to talk to myself. Here I am, 26 minutes in, and I'm still going strong, okay? Well, let's get into what I actually had planned to talk about for the podcast, and that is finding my purpose, your purpose, just finding purpose in life. Last episode, my very first episode, I talked about how I never felt like I had a purpose in life. It got to a point where I wanted to give up. I was done living. I had come to terms that I no longer needed to be here. I had lived my life. I had met the people that I needed. I had served my time, and it was time for me to go. And yeah, that night I can think of, was like the scariest, most eye-opening nights I've ever had. And after going to therapy for 3 years, I have now realized that old Molly was dying. That was her last day of living. And the next morning was like a new Molly was born. And, you know, I haven't thought of it like that until recently, until like me and my therapist have talked about it, have done EMDR, and really have gone back to those dark places, that I have realized that I needed to let that Molly go. And it was time for me to start living a new life. And I think that's something that we have to always tell ourselves and remind ourselves, that it's okay to let your old self go. It's okay to move on from those things that used to make you happy, that aren't serving you anymore, that aren't giving you purpose. But it is so much easier said than done. And I will say, these past 3 years that I have been in therapy working on this, I have taken it really slow. And I feel like when people say, you know, just let go, just live a new life, basically what I was just saying, they make it sound like in that day, you need to do everything possible to let go. And, you know, get rid of everything. But for me, that has never worked in my life. I have always, like, you know, tried diets, and I feel like food and diets go along with that same thing. Is every time I start a diet, I'm always like, okay, I'm eating no carbs, no sugar, I'm drinking water all day, you know, and it's like Monday. But then, you know, the week goes on and I can't do it. It's too hard because I tried to do it way too fast all at once. And so I'm also here to remind you that it's okay to take your time. In these last 3 years, I have definitely removed myself from a lot of things. I honestly feel like, you know, when you're watching a movie, like, okay, you know, in a movie, when someone is like doing something and they can like take themselves out of their body and they're watching the scene. Like, basically, this person is watching their own movie. Am I making sense? I feel like these last 3 years, that is how I have had to live my life, is I've had to take myself out of the equation, and look at it as how I want to live my life. And I feel like that has really changed the way I view a lot of things, the way I handle situations. Yeah, I don't know. So there is my tip of the day, is just because it's time for, maybe it's time for you to let go, it's okay to let those things go slowly, one at a time. You know, it's always like the saying, slow and steady wins the race. It really is. Take your time. I, yet again, was on TikTok just looking up how other people find their purpose. And it was really interesting to hear what everyone had to say. And I can't remember who I was listening to. I want to say it was Theo Von's podcast, I think. And he had someone on there and he said, what makes you different is what makes you powerful. And I guess that's like a segue into what I want to talk about next, is finding your purpose and becoming powerful and letting your new self awaken, and basically just how this journey has taken me to get here. I'm still living life. And yeah. So last episode, I talked about how I tried to put myself in a box. I wanted to make sure that I was good enough. And I felt like no matter what I did, I was never good enough. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how much money I spent, I was never going to be good enough. But the only person that was setting that standard was me. No one else was telling me. It was all in my head. And, you know, I look back at little 8-year-old Molly. That's always the age I go back to. I always think about 8-year-old Molly. And I'm like, why was she so happy? What was her purpose? And, you know, it's really that I was so different from everybody. And I feel like that is why I was living my best life when I was 8 years old, because I was so freaking different. You know, good different, bad different, whatever. I can't go back in time. I can't change what I did. But all I know is 8-year-old Molly was thriving because, sorry, had to cough, because she did not care what clothes she wore to school. She did not care what she looked like. You know what? I will tell you this. I'm pretty sure it was first grade. My first grade teacher told my mom, she was like, "Do you know how much hairspray your daughter is using?" And my mom was like, "Yeah, no, I'm fully aware. I would use like half a can a day." One time I went to a birthday party in first grade and my hair lit on fire because I was wearing so much hairspray. But I didn't care. I didn't care what my first grade teacher thought of me. I was running that town. I was running first grade, you know? And I was unstoppable. And so, like that quote is, what makes you different is what makes you powerful. And I have to say is when I was 8, drenched in hairspray, I was so powerful. No one could knock me down. Literally, I was probably just like stuck. Like my head was frozen because of all the hairspray. I also wore, because I have two older sisters, I wore so much makeup. I remember my sister's friends would always like make fun of how much makeup I was wearing. First, second grade, whatever. And you know what I would say? I don't care. You can think what you want, but I don't care. And I look back at pictures and oh my gosh, someone really should have sat me down and been like, okay, if you want to wear makeup, this is how you wear makeup. But no one did. I just kept on living life until, you know, I got to middle school, high school, and I started realizing that wasn't cool enough. And that's when I started to stop doing all of those things that made me powerful. And yeah, I slowly lost myself. I was just thinking of like examples. And one that I thought of was, there's always that, like, I wanted to say like stereotype that all the girls dress the same, you know? It's TikTok, it's social media, someone posts something, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need that. We're all dressing the same. 1 year we all had Uggs, you know? 1 year we all had, I don't know, like Vans, Converse. Like I feel like shoes were always like a big thing for me that I would always have to have what the other girls had. But for me, if everyone is dressed the same in one room and someone walks in wearing something different, I am immediately drawn to that. I'm like, holy crap, she's so cool. What is she wearing? I want to be just like that. And I don't know why I always talk myself out of like trying to find my own style, because I always feel like I'm never going to be good enough. But I want to be like one of those girls. I want to be like one of those girls that can walk into a room and wear a polka dot shirt and plaid pants. I mean, I've never seen that before, but I know some girls out there could probably flaunt it and work it and look amazing. But then here I am, I'm like, oh, I can only wear a white shirt and plain jeans because that's just what I've been told to wear, you know? Not even told. I don't know how to say it, but I just feel like that's what society has made me feel like I have to be. I can't be different. And another thing I talked about on last week's episode was that I wanted to find, like, well, I said I didn't have a niche. I didn't really have like a main topic that I was going to talk about. But I think I maybe want to go their direction of just like helping you find your purpose and helping you become different. Maybe educating you on things that you have never heard of. I get obsessed with the weirdest things. I am obsessed about everything fitness, and I feel like for like a few years ago, I dove right into fitness, and I feel like I have really good things to say and teach others about. And when I tell people about them, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. You know, how do you know all about this? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I have done a lot of research on food. There's definitely tons more that I can do, but I always think it's good to have a different perspective. And so maybe as like a little dumb blonde, I want to have those uncomfortable conversations. And let's find out how to become different, stand out, live loud. But we'll see. We'll see where this podcast takes me. I'm not confining myself to a little box. I feel like something that I need to be aware of with this little journey that I'm going on, this solo podcast, finding my purpose, helping others find their purpose, is reminding me and you to stop being a people pleaser. Because like I've said, it's not going to work out if you are not pleased. Just because someone else is pleased doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that you're happy. And I think that's a hard pill to swallow for some people. But I feel like in order to find your purpose and what you want to be like, what you want to become, you've got to stop being a people pleaser. Another thing, and maybe like idea, I don't know what the word that I'm thinking of is, but I think that it's so hard to find our purpose and to find out how to become different is because of social media. It's so hard to know what you like because you are constantly being consumed with people telling you what to like. OMG, try this new makeup. Oh my gosh, get this new shirt. You need this new shirt. Oh my gosh, if you don't have these leggings, what are you doing? You know? Constantly. I'm constantly seeing that stuff on TikTok and Instagram. I'm always being told what to buy. And of course, that's not making me feel good about myself because one, I don't have the money to buy that. And two, what if I don't like that? You know, what if I don't want it? But I'm going to buy it just because other people have it. And that's going along the lines of being a people pleaser. And sorry, I was getting comfortable. So sorry if that was loud. But anyways, so something I encourage you to do if you are wanting to find your purpose, become different, is to allow yourself silence in your life. The other day, I'm a dental assistant, and it's so funny when I leave the room and we're waiting for like the dentist to come in. I'll just leave the room and like wait for him. But sometimes I'll like walk by to make sure that like if they need anything, whatever. And it's so funny to see that probably 98% of my patients instantly pull out their phones and they are just scrolling, you know? I have a 95-year-old patient who was scrolling on YouTube Shorts the other day. And then the other day I walked by and there was this younger mom and she was just sitting there. No phone in sight, just sitting looking out of the window. And it wasn't like, you know, like sometimes when you're just like sitting there and like you can look sad. It's just like, oh, you're having like a bad day. She was like sitting there and like thought she looked happy. And I looked at her and I was like, I want to be like that. I want to be able to not have to constantly being on my phone and watching things. And you need to allow yourself to be okay in the awkward situations, even though that's not even awkward. But right after this had happened, I work right next to Dutch Bros. And so I'll just like walk over there if I'm wanting a coffee. And so that situation had happened. And then I walked over to Dutch Bros. And there's like the walk-up window. And they were super busy at the time. So they're all like just running around. They like kept looking at me, but no one would take my order. And I had the thought in my mind, like, I'm just going to pull out my phone because I don't want to just be standing here awkwardly, you know? But then I was like, no, I'm going to challenge myself and I'm not going to pull out my phone. I'm just going to stand. And it's so crazy. Like the way, like when I just, you know, I felt confident, let myself just stand there. My mind just like started thinking, you know, I allowed my mind to think about whatever it wanted to think. And maybe a few months ago, I had a breathwork session with my therapist. If you guys are in therapy, you should ask your therapist if they offer breathwork sessions or know of any. I literally did a breathwork session for 55 minutes. And let me tell you, it was insane. I have never felt so connected to my body until that moment. I think I was still in high school, but I went to a yoga class one time with my mom, and the yoga instructor had told us that she had just got done with a 30-day yoga retreat, but I shouldn't even say retreat. Like, it didn't sound enjoyable. It was, they were like by themselves for, I think, like 6 hours. There was no phones. I don't even think you had a pen and paper. Like, you didn't have maybe there was like times that they gave you like a pen and paper. And then I think like 12 hours out of the day, you were doing yoga. And there was no music. Like, it was truly silent. And she said that she learned the craziest things about herself in those 30 days. And yeah, I just think that's crazy. I just remember hearing that. And I have never like stopped thinking about that and like have been amazed by this girl. And saying that, there is no way I would be doing that. And I'm not saying like we need to, you know, throw away our phones and stop doing all of this, but I think it's just a good reminder, like throughout the day, when you want to pick up your phone, just ask yourself, just be like, why am I picking it up? You know, like, am I picking it up because I want to get out of this awkward situation? Am I picking it up because I'm bored? Like, what else could I be doing right now than picking up my phone? And then last, let's see, I want to make sure that it was my last but not least. Oh, guys, I feel like I have so much to talk about. I just kept scrolling. But okay, I'll end on this though. I talked way too much in the beginning, so that was my bad. But I saw this ritual that Japanese do. It's called Misogi. It's Misogi. I totally forgot how to say it. Anyways, and if you look it up, it will tell you that it's a Japanese ritual that involves immersing yourself in cold water or standing under a waterfall. It's a practice that's meant to cleanse the body, mind, and spirit. And I feel like everyone right now is in, like, obsessed with cold plunges. And I had never done a cold plunge. And I can't even say that I, like, did one. Because it was, like, so fast. But me and my family did a cold plunge on Thanksgiving. And it was just at their pool. And I'm pretty sure the pool was, like, 50 or something. Like, 45 degrees. Like, it wasn't even that cold. People do way colder. And I could only put, like, my thighs in. Like, I wasn't even in there. But my mom has been doing cold plunges for probably, like, the past 6 months. And KJ did his first one then, whatever. And they were talking about how crazy it is that you have to shut your mind off. The moment that you shut your mind off, it gets better. You're no longer uncomfortable. And I'm like, that's crazy. Because when I was trying to get into the water, my mind's telling me, you can't do this. It's too cold, you know? It's too cold. And theirs was also probably saying that, you know? But the moment that you can shut your mind off, you can do it. And so this ritual is believed to cleanse the mind and body, like I said. It involves challenging yourself to do something that you don't think you can. The goal is to push yourself to your limits and confront your fears, doubts, and weaknesses. The process is meant to help you transform yourself and become a more powerful version of yourself. Doing this, I guess the Japanese do it underwater, but people have taken this ritual as in, like, goals that you can do, that you can set. And by doing so, this will help you discover your strength and resilience. This will help you gain your confidence and courage, helps you lose fear, doubt, and I'm not even going to try to say that word. Helps you lose your fear and doubt, and helps you become more adaptable and open. And I just read this thing about this ritual, and they were saying that you should feel like this is a ceremony. This is only something that you will do once or twice a year. So that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, you could look at it as a cold plunge, but there are people that do cold plunges every morning. And those start becoming a routine. And this isn't supposed to be a routine. This is something that you are working so hard for that only happens maybe once a year. Something like a marathon. People are training for that marathon. But that one day you're in that ritual. It says, however, you can integrate it into everyday life as you train for it. I build up to my ritual by training building my running stamina and pushing myself out of my comfort zone in many small ways every day. These involve putting myself in unfamiliar environments or learning a new skill. And a lot of people were saying these goals that they set, you know, the moment they're setting them, they're too scared. They're automatically telling themselves, I'm too scared to fail. Well, this ritual, the way that you are actually supposed to do it is you are supposed to set a goal that is very, I don't want to say easy to fail, but it's not something that could be easy. It's not something that everyone could do. And I'm pretty sure I read, oh yeah, you're not supposed to, oh wait. Oh, you're not always supposed to succeed in these rituals. It says that if you are crossing the finish line every time, you need to set the goalpost higher. You need to do something more challenging. So I think that this is a great reminder for me, is that Molly, you need to start running. You need to sign up for a half marathon because I need to just stop throwing a fit about it. Like, I know that running is what I love and it just brings me so much happiness and joy. But I'm just over here throwing a fit. And so I feel like this is my... this is me writing down my goal, saying that I will run a half marathon this year. And, but guess what? Like I said, some of these rituals don't have to be completed because the goal's a little too high. But no, just kidding. I definitely like do want to start running and I do want to run a half marathon, but yeah, basically, hopefully this helps you be able to come up with some ideas of how to help you find your purpose and to not confine yourself to a box because the only person in the box is you and you don't want to make that box small because there's no growing in a small box. You gotta step into a large box and, you know, plant a seed and grow and let yourself continue to grow. Make sure to water yourself. I always think that's like a really good reminder is, I don't know, planting a seed. I feel like that's a church thing. Why was I taught like planting a seed in church? Anyways, okay, I'm going to end right there. I'm going to stop talking about that. Just kidding. But yeah, for reals. I've talked for way too long. I did not think I could talk for an hour by myself. So I'm pretty proud of myself. What can I say? Hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you guys are here till the end, you guys get another big kiss from me. Thank you so much for listening. If you don't already, follow me on Instagram at The Blonde Hour. Come support me over there. And if you don't want to, just continue to listen to me and you will still receive so many big kisses. Anyways, love you. Bye.